Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hi everyone, it has been a hot minute since I have done a podcast episode. I've just had the craziest end to 2024, the craziest, busiest start to 2025. I'm just like super busy with clients, so the podcast has kind of been pushed to the back of my mind, but I wanted to jump on today because I wanted to do a little quarter one reading and bring through some guidance and some channel messages around the first quarter of 2025. So we can basically break each year's energy up into quarters. I mean, you can do it month by month, first 6 months, second 6 months. There's lots of different ways that we can connect with the energy of the year to get guidance and to prepare ourselves. But I'm feeling really called to do quarter one, and then maybe when quarter two rolls around, I will do another one then, and so on and so forth for the rest of the year. But quarter one is January, February, March. And so we're looking at the first 3 months of the year specifically today, okay? So when I tune into January is very much about deciding what you want from the year, setting your goals. And I know that sounds really general, but that is what Spirit is saying to me, that January we need to get really clear on our vision, what it is that we want for ourselves, what it is we want from our relationships, from our career, from our life within 2025. I see lots of people are if I was to look at the whole year as a whole, there is lots of changes coming for people. But hang on, let me backtrack. So 2024 was very hectic, but it laid a very solid foundation for what is coming this year. This year, there is going to be a lot of completion, specifically with relationships. There's a big energy around relationships that if you're not with the right person, or you're not within the right relationship, then relationships are breaking down. There's lots of people moving to different places. There's lots of people just entering into a new phase of their identity and of their soul growth and soul journey. Okay, so 2024 was a massive clearing out. There was lots of purging that was needed for you to raise your vibration. And then 2025 is where you are really getting pushed out to where you are meant to be, what is your heart is truly calling you towards. That is kind of coming around this year. But there's still that crossover. Now, some people had lots of endings in 2024. Some people, their endings are happening this year. I keep getting told March as being a huge ending period, which is in our first quarter, that kind of prepares yourself or like sets you up for the rest of the year. So it's almost like, okay, for her or for him to achieve what they need to achieve this year, everything that hasn't been let go of that needs to go, that is going to get cleared out by March. Okay, so lots of people are going to be feeling the pressure in Feb to then just make shit happen in March. Okay, so January is very much you're being things are being highlighted for you in January in what is not working. Where is the friction? Maybe you are having lots of arguments with your partner. Maybe you're feeling really itchy about where you're living at the moment. And you're wanting to move on to something else. Maybe you're looking at your career and you're thinking, shit, I actually really don't want to go to that job. I don't want to go back to that job this year. So people are putting they're preparing themselves to create changes based on what it is that they want, okay, what they want to do with the rest of their year. February, like I said, is all about pressure. So you're feeling the pressure and you're really like being called to kind of block out what everyone else is saying and really lean into your heart and your intuition and do what it is that you want to do. And they show me as well, like pressure from parents, pressure from partners, pressure from friends. There's a lot of eyes on you and a lot of eyes and opinions and people going, oh, why is she doing that? Or I don't think that's a very good idea. You know, people are just adding their opinions to things that, and spirit are just saying like, let's disregard that. Let's not let other people's opinions and thoughts and values impact on, and they're just saying now, limiting beliefs. Don't allow other people's limiting beliefs to kind of sway your decision making, because what's the most important thing is that you're doing what you're being called to do. And this is very much going to be a theme throughout the year, in that, are you leading with your heart? Are you living a soul-led life? Are you living intuitively? Or are you just floating around, just letting everybody else make your decisions for you? And this is funny because I want to share what's been happening with me lately. Like, I did not know what has been happening for me in the last month, but I have just been finding it really hard to make decisions, right? So there have been so many days over the holiday period, especially, where I've literally been like I've had a free day and I could do this thing or I could do this other thing. And I just have not been able to make up my mind. And it's even something as simple as like the other day I went down to Albany to the beach and I had the option of either coming home on the Sunday with my parents, on the Monday with my sister-in-law, or on the Tuesday with my partner, right? And I'm literally looking at my weekend being like, oh my gosh, I could come home on Sunday with my parents. That would be a really nice drive home. We'd be able to have a catch up. Then I'll have all day Monday to do what I want to do. Or, you know, I could stay down Sunday night. I can spend Monday with my partner or watching my partner. He was playing cricket. So I could spend Monday watching him. And then I could go home with my sister-in-law. That would be really nice too. Drive home with her, have a really good catch up with her, or I could stay the Monday night as well and then go home on the Tuesday with my partner whenever he's ready to come home. Now, that is such a, like, that's not even an exciting story, but you should have seen me. I just could not make up my bloody mind about whether I wanted to come home Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And this is where I almost got lost for a second about like why I'm even talking about this, but spirit has helped me and to find where I'm actually going with this. You are being called to make your own decisions, right? Even with something as simple as like, should I go home today or should I stay away another night? Or should I go and catch up with this friend today or should I go and catch up with that friend? Or should I stay home today and get my washing and my cleaning done? Or should I put some energy into developing my business? Like there's so many options in every day, like small moments where you're having to make a decision. But then what's happening in the next, like the first quarter, is that you are being called to make really big decisions, okay, on relationships, on career, on travel, okay? So what they're saying is it's time to practice making decisions on these little everyday things and make these decisions confidently without turning to your partner and being like, hey, what do you think about this? Or turning to your best friend and being like, hey, what do you think about this, okay? You need to have a go. That's going to be your thing in January. I want you to practice. Okay, when you're faced with a situation where you have to make a decision, go, okay, I'm going to make this decision without asking anybody else what they think I should do, okay? Because when you get really good at making those little decisions, it's going to make, it's like training for when you need to make a really big decision on career, on relationships, on moving, on those bigger life changes that you're wanting to create. Okay. So January, like, it's all about desire. What is it that you desire? Don't worry about what anyone else is thinking. And it's all about decision making. Okay. And practicing that decision making. So that's January. All right. February is the fear, I'm backtracking to Feb. Feb is where we are feeling pressure from others. Okay. We may have a lot of people around us with their limiting beliefs being like, no, you shouldn't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. And oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing that. Okay. There's just like, that's going to happen anyway. You're going to get opinions from other people regardless of what decisions you make and what you do. There's always going to be someone that doesn't agree with you. But the guidance here is that you have your own set of beliefs. You have your own set of values. You have your own path, your own journey that you are needing to go on. And it's not going to make sense to anyone else around you because they are on a completely different path. Okay. Even in relationships, you and your partner, you have completely different paths. You're just walking side by side. Okay. There's a lot of things that happen within your journey that are connected, but you still have separate paths. Okay. So if you're constantly turning to your partner and asking them for advice or asking them what you should do, then that can affect how steady you remain on your path. Okay, so February is leaning into your choices, your values, your belief, your desires a bit more, and kind of acting from a good place, regardless of what other people may or may not be wanting you to do, or thinking you should do this or that, okay? Focusing on what you want to do. March is a big month to watch out for. March is a big month to watch out for because things are changing, all right? And they show me the last 2 weeks in specific, and I don't know why I get a 3 around this, so maybe 23rd, somewhere between the 13th and the 23rd, they're just showing me 3s for this, so it could just be the third week of March. But March is a big time for when the changes are happening and things are speeding up quite quickly, okay? Now, they're also wanting me to highlight that when you are on a path of manifestation, okay, it's very easy to start doubting it right before it happens, okay? So that moment when you start to think, oh, this is useless, this is not going to happen, it's like the following week it comes to fruition. All right. So in March, watch out for that self-doubt and that thought that maybe what I'm dreaming for is actually not going to happen for me, because it's like you hit the lowest part of that timeline before you jump into the new one and when you jump into that new manifestation. Okay. So that could be things like, let's just take moving, for example. Maybe you've been searching for a house for a while and you're trying to attract in this new home, and all of a sudden you just start thinking, you know, this is useless. I'm going to give up on this dream. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to get that house. Maybe I should settle for less. Maybe I should just stay where I am. You know, all these doubts creep in, and then the next, you know, a few days later, all of a sudden you are approved for that house that you really wanted. Or someone calls you, the real estate agent calls you randomly and says, hey, I think I found a house that could be perfect for you and your family. So there's the hitting of the low before you reach that high. Okay. And it's like the final stages in, like, how badly does this person really want this? Like, there's just like this message to not give up, don't quit on your dreams, keep working towards what you're wanting, because end of March looks like a really positive time for things shifting really quickly. And like, there's like this energy of like, oh, finally it's happened for me, okay? Finally this is happening. Finally this is coming into my life. This is what I've been waiting for. There's that energy. So try not to let that self-doubt and that fear of things not happening. And it's almost like, I just lost what I was saying, but don't let that fear of things not happening back you out of keeping moving towards it. I don't even know if that makes sense, but they're just saying, like, keep moving towards it. Don't back out. Okay. You've got this dream on your heart for a reason. Just keep moving towards it. Keep that, that belief in your mind that this is going to happen for me. This is going to work out for me because I deserve it. And, you know, this is what I'm wanting and I deserve to have what I want. Okay. So that's like March, and they kind of, Spirit kind of just talking a little bit about April, which is in the second quarter. But I don't want to talk about it too much because that's, you know, it's in a completely different quarter and it's not what we're focusing on. But April is going to be an adjustment to the new normal. It's going to be a really big time for self-worth. And kind of leaning into this new beginning, okay? Because it's very much new beginnings happening very end of March, beginning of April, when things are moving quickly. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to speak on. That was just like a really quick quarter one reading. I hope you guys are having a really beautiful holidays. If you've been having holidays over the Christmas time, I know some people still work over the Christmas period, but you know, I hope you've started out the year on a good note. And you know, if you're going through things at the moment that are a bit tricky or a bit difficult, don't be afraid to reach out to your supports, because I do know that, you know, Christmas time can be difficult, especially for people who are experiencing Christmas without their loved ones, you know, because they've joined the spirit realm or they're out doing other things. So yeah, I am sending lots of love to you and good luck for quarter one. It's going to be an exciting time, and I hope that all your dreams start to come true very soon. Bye.